Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dallas defense is the reason for my confidence, Clint, in this game. And like I've said it since earlier this week, this game ain't going to be close. It shouldn't be close. I'll be highly disappointed in the Houston Texans if this game is close. All right, we watch what the Houston Texans defense did to arguably the best offense at full strength in the league last week. And this is not a good offense for the Cowboys. So the score ain't going to be like, oh boy, you got to score 30 because the Cowboys are going to put up a lot of points. And then the Cowboys defense, the way they're set up to me, Clint, fits into what the Texans do well and what can be successful for the Texans. Like, we understand, like, hey man, the Texans offensive line struggles at times. Well, the way that Dallas kind of feeds on things, Clint, is to get leads and they can rush the passer and just unleash Micah Parsons. And you know, they don't have Lawrence, but unleash their pass rush because they have smaller guys up front. Well, I don't think they're going to get leads. I don't think they're going to have leads in this game. They shouldn't have leads in this game. And what have we seen teams do? Punish them in the run game because they got smallish guys in the front seven, even their linebackers. He talked about 13. Yeah, 13 has shown to have a pretty good season and with his speed, but he's small. And the rest of them, those guys are small in the front seven. And teams run the football. Like, this feels a lot like what they did against the Colts with Joe Mixon and can run the football. They run the football. They'll be able to run the football well against this small defensive front of the Cowboys. There won't be a lead, so it's just not like that Micah Parsons can just pin his ears back and just rush the passer all the time on CJ. And their secondary is average, and even Diggs, like, he's a chance taker. And there are a lot of plays that people make over the top on him. Play action's going to kill them. That's why I just think what the Texans do compared to what the Cowboys do makes a fit that this is just a game that is built for the Texans offense to be.
I think it's a good matchup, obviously.
Yeah,
which I don't know who in the league isn't when they run up against the Cowboys right now. But yeah, I think it's a good matchup. I think it's in favor of the Texans, obviously. I tell you, the part that I'm most interested in is the changes made up front with the Texans, with Patterson and Juice Scruggs going to guard. You know, there's a lot of chatter out there about how that didn't fare too well in the run game against the Detroit Lions. Instead of, hey, the Detroit Lions is a pretty good run defense, yeah, and run front.
Not this week.
Right. So the rubber meets the road this week of where you should be able to make some pretty damn good hay in the run game. And so we're going to get to see Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs in them two positions right there. See really how they kind of match up to Juice at center and Kenyon or Kendrick at guard. See what that interior offensive line looks like versus a front you should run the football well against. I think it's unfair to gauge that adjustment as it pertains to running the football against a top five run defense when it wasn't as dominant as it's been against lesser defense. This week, if they don't run it well this week, then you got questions about the moves that were made up.
That's hard to see. I mean,
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, who has not run it well? Like, to me, the Cowboys, if there's a point where the Cowboys get you in a situation, Clint, where they know that you got a pass and they could just put Micah Parsons all over the place and use, because that's what they are. They have speed up front in their front seven. That The Texans defense, if the Cowboys get out to some sort of a 14-3 lead or something, I will be absolutely shocked. And be extremely disappointed. I don't think
I mean, the Cowboys are 8 yards better than the Carolina Panthers in terms of run defense. if you can't run it against these guys, then you might as well just go 4 or 5 wideouts the rest of the year. They're going to run it well. I'm just anxious to see them do it with Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs. That's all.
Yeah, because you haven't seen that combination. But this is a game to me. So, like, you know, and like someone texted on the Joseph here on YouTube and Twitch said, 41-10 high. No, yes. Like the Cowboys are, this version of the Cowboys are terrible. And the Texans are that much better. Like, as you talk about it, what'd you say on offense? If the Texans play the brand of offense that they played against the Lions the rest of the way, like the next three games, they'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah.
They'll
end up winning 11 games if they can play the caliber football and use the plans and have the success they had against Detroit. They'll win 11 games.
And if they play the caliber defense that they played against the Lions for most of the game against the Cowboys, hell, Clint, they might shut out the Cowboys. I mean, with that, and that's without Will Anderson. So it just seems to be the perfect match to what it is that they do. All right,
here's the deal: is if you look at what the Cowboys have done this year, your middle of the pack football teams, it's been a competitive game. The better teams in the AFC or the NFC that have separated themselves a bit absolutely blew the doors off the Cowboys. So where do the Texans lie?
Yeah, the Saints blew the doors off the Cowboys too.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.